You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you're not just tuning in, hello. My name is Jamie. I'm the host of We're Having Fun, my somewhat semi-weekly show that I do here on the station. I play tunes. I play lots of tunes. Last week, oh my god, last week I said that same thing. I said something a bit different. Before my show, it rotates every week. So this week it was Bob, and last week before that, it was Socialist Alternative Radio, which I've listened to before. Really interesting show. Taught me about Catalonian independence. But my point is, he left the station. And I said on my show, I was just trying to make a dumb joke where I was like, I do something a little different on We're Having Fun. I play music. And Socialist Alternative Radio is a talk show. So it kind of sounded like I was dissing, and I wasn't. I didn't mean to. And I felt really bad after I said that. Like, immediately realized my mistake, but I didn't want to fumble over my words like a fool on the air. So I just kept going. So I want to make a formal apology to Socialist Alternative Radio for any beef I might have started last season. I mean, if there's any show that's gonna get into a beef, it's absolutely not me. So I just wanna say I did not mean to unintentionally diss you live on air. Anyways, hope you all are doing well. I hope you're all in the mood for some tunes. But first, a PSA. The Museum of Science presents Gridiron Glory. What? Museum of Science? What? Sports. Experience the most extensive and comprehensive exhibition ever created on America's most popular sport at the Museum of Science. Science's Gridiron Glory exhibit. View more than 200 artifacts, award-winning photographs, and one-of-a-kind documents from the Pro Football Hall of Fame's vast collection. Watch spectacular footage from unparalleled film and TV archives of NFL films. Learn the science behind the game and get to know the inspirational stories of its pioneers, coaches, and great players, including those who broke social barriers, demonstrating how the sport is a microcosm for changing attitudes about equality and opportunity and concussions. Throughout the exhibition, which runs through January 7th, you can interact with the components that challenge both mind and body and demonstrate the change in protective equipment, uniforms, and communication devices over the years. For more information about the Gridiron Glory exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Well, fancy that. Museum of Science is embracing America's game. It was at baseball, I don't remember. Anyway, music. That's what I came here for. That's what I come here almost every week for. It's Parquet Courts on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I know exactly where I was when I saw you the way I see you now, through these eyes, waiting to retry those pristine days I recall so fondly. So few are the trials when a life isn't lonely. And now, if only I'd never felt it, I'd never heard it. I know I've
tender throat, and he hides it away in Bronson Park, so he can't get to it at the dark.
Kangaroos are littered on burgers, no doubt. I've lost count of all the cows. There'll be no salad sandwiches. The law of averages says we'll stop in the next town where petrol price is down. What do I know anyhow? If you can't see me, I can't see you. If you can't see me, I can't see you. If you can't see me, I can't see you.
Courtney Barnett on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're having fun with Dead Fox off of her album. Not her most recent, because she did one with Kurt Vile that just came out. But from her debut, Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. Before that, Spoon with Do I Have to Talk You Into It from their latest Hot Thoughts. Before that, Parquet Courts with Human Performance off of their latest Human Performance. Good band. I've been getting more into them. They're really good. Back when I was pretentious and dumb, I was like, oh, they're too simple. No, well, they're not. Also, update. Turns out America's game, curling. Sliding big things across the ice. That's what it is. I looked it up. I binged it, and it's right. Moving on. We got a progressive dad rock block. All requests, attitude adjustment block. So stay tuned. We got some Emerson, Lake and Palmer, some Yes, and some Pink Floyd coming up on Word and Fun 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Floyd. Pink Floyd on 91.5 WMFO Medford with What Do You Want From Me from Division Bell, their second to last album. Their second to last album, which came out in 1995. Before that, what was before that? Yes, with The Venture off of the Yes album, 1970. Yes, the greatest band to sing songs mostly about trees. What a fantastic band that writes songs about pretty much just nature. This chair sounds like I'm farting. It makes me sound like I'm farting, but I'm just shifting around a lot. Before that, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with A Time and a Place off of Tarkus, the behemoth, the album featuring the behemoth title track. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird how like artists put like they'll have like some progressive rock bands. The other one I think of is Rush with 2112, putting like, these massive tracks on the first side, and then putting like a bunch of little other songs on this. It's like, no one, like, who's gonna, I don't know. It's a good song. It's a good song. I just feel like they get neglected because everyone's like, oh my God, Tarkus is 20 minutes. You know, that's just my opinion. Anyway, moving on. We got some Animal Collective. Haven't played them in a while. 915 WMFO Medford. Big Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard 91.5 WMFO with the River off of their 2015 one of their 2015 now. There's a Quarters. Yeah, it's a cool album. Has 4 tracks, each 10 minutes 10 seconds long. Hence the name Quarters. That's the first track off of that. Might be the best. For that, Grizzly Bear with three rings. From their latest Painted Ruins, which came out earlier this year. And then before that, Animal Collective with Bluish off of course, Merriweather Post Pavilion from 2010. I got a split. I got stuff to do. But I got one more cut to play off of Sufjan Stevens' upcoming mixtape, The Greatest Gift. Which contains a lot of B-sides and extra material and stuff like that from Carrie and Lowell, which I really dig. He did that for, it's cool that he did that. I think that he does that. He did that for Illinois as well with the Avalanche, which is really cool. And he, I wish he had done it for Age of Odds. That would have been awesome. Hearing the extra stuff from that, probably really weird. But anyway, here is, I guess the latest single? Not really a single, the latest song that he's teasing off of this latest album. So, hope you enjoy. It's real sad, so tune away if you're feeling sad. I'll be back next week, as mostly always. But, in the meantime, keep it tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thanks.
Before the mystery ends, I love you more than I'm holding my breath, my signature death. What can be said of my heart? History speaks, the kiss on my cheek, where there remains but a mark. I love it, my John, so I'll carry on, counting my cards down to one. And when I am dead, return to the bed, my fossil is bright in the sun.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.